Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Brad Sparks, the instrumental music director at Perry High School. Brad, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
So we're talking about the Perry Band Olympics. It's this Saturday. Take us through just the basics of the event and what people can look forward to.
So Perry Band Olympics, it's a solo and ensemble contest for band students around the state. This year we have 10 schools attending, almost 1,000 entries. So that's kids performing solos, usually with accompaniment, and then small ensembles, so duets, trios, quartets, all the way up to, I think our largest entry this year is 36 students.
Wow, that is a lot. You usually think ensembles two or three, but 36?
Yeah, so we do have one center that is hosted in the auditorium at the high school, and this year our largest entry, I think, is, if I remember correctly, a brass ensemble from Dowling that is 36 students.
Okay, so now schools and students from all around the state come specifically for this event. What do you think it is that has made it so popular?
So this particular event, what really makes us stand out from other solo and ensemble contests is we really work hard to get the very best adjudicators in. The students are allowed to perform up to 5 minutes, but our time slots are 6 minutes. Most band directors encourage their students to perform for 2 or 3 minutes, and then they get time with these experts, their college professors on their instruments or other experts from around the area on their instruments. The students get an opportunity to get some feedback from those people while they're in the room right after their performance.
Okay, how do you come by acquiring all these, you know, top-level judges? Is it something that the judges have in mind that they want to take part in, or is there any convincing that you have to do?
So I have a list of judges that was passed down to me from the previous directors. Steve Cook, who ran the Perry Band Olympics for 28 years, did a really great job of putting a list together of some of the top musicians in the area. I contact people when I can't find somebody or somebody's unavailable. I go to the Des Moines Symphony or Iowa State or Drake. UNI, occasionally they're a little bit further away, so I don't always ask them first, but basically just try to come up with some contact information for the best players and the best teachers in central Iowa.
Okay. Now, this is kind of one of the first competitions of the year every year, correct?
Yeah, as far as solo and ensemble contests go, a few schools host their own just for their students. But yeah, we're fairly early. Most schools also attend the state IHSMA, Iowa High School Music Association's state solo and ensemble, which happens in April.
Okay, so this is kind of a precursor to get students ready for that competition?
Yeah, some people look at it that way. It really depends on the director for the school as to how they use our competition. For some of them, it's in preparation for a state solo and ensemble. Some of them only come to Perry Band Olympics, and this is enough of a performance opportunity for their students.
All right, now talk about hosting an event like this, because you're going to have, you know, around 1,000 people at Perry High School for this, plus audience members and everything like that, judges. How are the logistics for planning that sort of thing?
Right. It is an undertaking. And thank goodness for Steve Cook. Basically, my job has been made a lot easier because I essentially follow a checklist that tells me what to do and when that he put together. And that's basically how it goes. But preparation starts a year in advance. The first thing we do is book the pianos for the next year. Riemann Music rents us pianos. They bring up 10 pianos for the accompanists, and probably next week, I'll be calling them to book the piano rentals for next year's Band Olympics. And then really this month and last month are really the heavy times where I'm doing a lot of things, booking judges, collecting registration information for all of the student performers and all of the entries, organizing our concession stand. I have somebody who helps with the scheduling. Mr. Cook actually used to do that all by hand, which I am so glad that I don't have to do. The previous director, to me, between Mr. Cook and I, was here for 3 years, Brandon Weeks, and he had a computer program designed to do the scheduling for him. So I've convinced that guy to help us again. And so that's made that part of it a lot easier. But there's a lot that goes into planning this.
For sure. Now, this is kind of a fundraiser for you as well, because, you know, people pay for concessions, they pay for admission prices. What kind of funds do you usually see come in from this?
Right. So Band Olympics, it kind of varies from year to year, depending on how well the concessions do and how our entry fees go. Our entry fees haven't changed in a little bit, but how many people come to see us, we charge a small admission of $3 at the gate. So it depends on how many people come to see their kids. But we tend to profit anywhere between $2,000 to $5,000 per year off of this.
Okay, that's a good amount of money there. Now, if there's some inclement weather this weekend, will it be postponed?
We're hoping for no inclement weather. Thank goodness, an event in February, Perry Band Olympics, has never been canceled.
Knock on wood.
I know, right. And I'm hoping that it won't be this year. It looks like the weather's going to hit Friday from what I've been looking at, and not on Saturday. So I think we should be safe.
Okay. Now talk about the Perry Band is hosting the Perry Band Olympics, but you also take part in it. So how many entries do you personally have as the Perry Band?
If I remember correctly, I think we have 29 this year. As part of our band program, all of the students are required to participate in some sort of ensemble. So for the most part, depending on the size of each section, we have a percussion ensemble, we have a clarinet choir, we have two saxophone ensembles. And then depending on the instrument, we have a low group of our Barry saxes and contrabass clarinet and tuba. And that was some kids that wanted to put together their own ensemble, so they did. But yeah, overall, we have 29 entries.
All right. Well, Brad Sparks, Perry High School band director, anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know about the Perry Band Olympics this year?
The gate price is only $3. There's a lot of, we have 17 centers going on. So if anybody'd like to come out and listen to some very fine high school musicians, it's a great way to get some of that in.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information.
Yeah, thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Brad Sparks. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.